Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing people out there that I love so much. Happy Sunday. Oh, my goodness. So much going on. Not the least of which is my beautiful, beautiful grandson. We just, that little sucker, he's just the epitome of what we're all striving for. Just happy, living in the moment, taking everything in. Oh my God, I'm having such a joyful time with him. Just incredible. Hey, only 4 spots left for Creation Station. So if you're thinking about it in any way, if you have questions, if you need financial payments, whatever, if you are called to it, call us and talk to us about it. My apologies, not my fault, but my apologies for the politics webinar. Blog Talk was down. It's been rescheduled for this Tuesday evening. Should have all gotten an email like the night of that it happened. If you didn't, check your spam and make sure whatever you get from us is going to your line so that you see it. So Tuesday night's the webinar. Wanted to make it Wednesday, but I'm flying back to Ohio to do a film. Yeah, lots of creating happening in my life. So what the channel wanted to talk about today, they want you all to pull up one thing that you want to create, one thing that you want to bring into manifestation. Everybody got it? Okay, now I want you to ask yourself, do I think that's possible? And we have to know and believe that it's possible in order to create it, obviously. And the first thing the channel brought in is all things are possible to him believes. And what's interesting, possible in the original language means ability, power, or one who believes. So, all things are possible. In other words, there is the ability, there is the power to bring whatever one believes in. However, you've got to know that you are that possibility. Again, guys, so many people I work with, and we don't even know we do it. We see what we want in the future. You want to know that you are creating it right now, in this moment. Energetically, it has been ordered, and it is delivered to you. Your job, then, is to stay positive and in love and in excitement around the creation of it. But it's already here within you. That's a really, really important point to grasp and understand. Because if you don't know that you are the possibility, then how can you put out that signal into the world? And we know that the world responds to the electrical signals that we send out. So, everybody go to your love place. Think of what you want to create. Yeah, feels like love. It's already done. Be in the knowing that it's already been delivered to you. Okay, we're going to balance ourselves together, so please everybody join me. We are directing and allowing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brain. We are directing and allowing our chakras to be open, balanced, happy, and spinning in the right direction. We are directing and allowing our hara lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are, and we are connected to, the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding, and so it is. Everybody's balanced, anybody switched. I would, again, strongly suggest that all of you do that in the morning to direct your day. Even before you get out of bed in that beautiful little twilight place that we like to hang out in the morning. All right. Channel, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. Miss Vicky in Florida, you're on.
Oh, hey, Dee. Hi.
Hi. Hi, baby.
Hey. Listen, I also have a sweetheart of a little grandchild, age 7.
Uh-huh.
A little Harry Potter child, little orange glasses, so cute, so imaginative and full of love. I mean, here's my question. He used to eat everything, and now he's down to, and I was just with him, so that's why this is current. He's down to cucumbers, maybe a cheese pizza slice, cucumbers, blueberries, raspberries, peppers. I mean, his,
okay,
his,
okay. So yeah. What's your question? I got the
my
picture.
My question, got the picture. You know, the parents were originally very frustrated around this. Now they've sort of given up trying to help him. Like, because he'll say he's going to try stuff and then he doesn't, and it gets really hard.
Okay. So
yeah.
Energetically, what's creating
mm-hmm.
this? Okay.
Yes.
This page.
Yes.
Here, 1, 2, 5. What? That's interesting. Are all those the highest and most correct words? I don't think I have enough energy to do this.
Wow.
It's like...
He's such an energetic child.
Well, but it's not about eating. It's
okay.
About I don't have the energy to be me and do everything they want me to do.
Aw.
So have they talked to his doctor?
Yeah, they have, and yeah,
you know,
but I think
it's like my doctor, Gabrielle's doctor, said to me when everybody was so worried about her sucking her thumb, and he looked at me and he said, "Dee, you think she's going to suck her thumb when she's 21? No. You think he's only going to eat cucumbers when he's 21? Of course not. You know, they go
yeah.
through these phases of self-independence. So
okay.
if they're worried, I would ask the doctor or food, could you make into a smoothie that gives him all the nutrition he needs? That's
yes.
what they're worried about. So find
yes.
a way that they can give him the nutrition in a way that he thinks is really cool and it's his own choice.
Okay. Yeah, I think by saying the doctor wants you to do this, because I think they've tried
oh,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No. It do you understand at seven we're all trying to be our own people?
Yeah.
Well, sure.
Of course.
I need to define myself in this world, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Just find out an easy way, like Pedialyte or whatever it is that they can get, and they can make it look like it's a, you know, ice cream smoothie or whatever.
Yeah.
And let him choose it.
Okay.
Choice at that age is really, really important. And it's important to teach them to make the right choices.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. But they can't make a choice if you're making it for them.
Well, they're very indulgent with letting him choose these items. You know, they're allowing that. But they're just worried. So, you know.
Well, worry is a negative prayer. Remind them of that.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
Goodbye.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, guys, just like us. I'm healthy. I'm getting every nutrient I need. I love my body, you know. I'm working with Gabrielle on this with our granddaughter. You know, teach them the work we know. Teach them self-creation. All right, Diane in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I just was wondering, how you doing? I've been working on some working with my little girl, and I'm learning that my little girl has a lot of anger. And I'm just wondering how to connect the dots with, like, some self-sabotage. Like, I do really good with my my diet, and then something, you know, I just feel like my decisions and choices sometimes are almost like a defiance.
Okay.
Like, even just what
I've got your answer.
The other caller.
I've got your
awesome.
Answer. So what's happening is you're going from your heart to your monkey mind to your heart to your monkey mind. And that knocks out the balance of masculine and feminine energy. Anytime we want to create anything, the principles are just like making a baby. The masculine seed, the feminine seed has to come together in balance to make any kind of creation. And basically, what the channel is saying is you're refusing to give yourself what you want, which is eating well all the time, because you, as your little girl, will not give you everything you want, just like you didn't get it when you were little.
Yeah, I used to sneak, like, sugary snacks and sneak around. So I feel like there's this defiant little girl who's going, I'm going to have what I want, you know?
Yeah.
It's part of my creation or whatever, my choice, what you were just saying, my energy, my independence.
She's trying to exert her own independence. Your jobs, all of you, are to work with your little girls and little boys and let them know that you're the boss, you love them, you respect them, you will always be there to take care of them, and you are going to teach them a way to live with more freedom and more power and more choice so that both of you can be integrated as one.
And when I'm directing my energy, I'm claiming that I choose make healthy choices that support my abundant health and wellness.
Absolutely. And okay. Then she's going to go, yeah, but we learned we can't have everything we want. And you're going to answer, oh, yes, we can. I'm going to teach you how we can do that. But we have to work together. They all want this, guys. They all want to give up their limitations. They just have to know you're going to be safe and they're going to be taken care of. Do you understand?
I do. I do. And okay. I think the other thing, I do claim the masculine and feminine imbalance, but I probably need to do it when I get faced with these choices and I'm about to choose something
Guys,
I know probably isn't in my
it.
Best interest.
We need to do it every day. Today, I am the balance of masculine, feminine energy in the creation of me and my life. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you.
All right. You bet. All right. We're going to Kat in Spokane.
Hello.
Hi, honey.
It's been a little while. I'm getting ready to go back to Oregon on Monday. My dad passed 3 weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. I was glad I was here. We had a nice memorial on Friday, but I guess I'm asking if there's any messages. There's so much that's come up since I've been here and within leaving.
Well, he, like all people I hear from on the other side, their message is go on, be happy, live a full life, create everything you want. I just want you to be happy.
Yeah.
That's really what they all want. And we've been taught, you see, to hold on to the grief and hold on to the victimness and hold on to the loss. Not what they want, guys.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to take your time to grieve, take it. And then, and then know that you are honoring them by moving on. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
hold on. We're going to a core belief. Took me a minute to understand this page here, 1 through 5. Yeah, okay. His message to you is you are absolutely the God of you, and you are absolutely your own creator. So... choose clearly what you want to create and do it with love. He's there to help you, baby. His energy will be there to help you, for sure.
He is my closest family member. But Yeah. And it's his child at home, so it's bittersweet leaving, but I've been gone for 7 months, so I'm going home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said last week to my older brother who passed a couple of years ago, said, Denny, you haven't visited me in a while. I want to see you. I want to feel your presence. The next day at our bird feeder was a red cardinal. And that was his favorite thing. He would feed, and it, very unusual to see one in LA.
Wow.
And it just came up and looked in the window and fed at the feeder. And I stopped cold what I was doing and just sat there and had a nice conversation and connection with my brother. So be aware of those things.
Okay, definitely. I was wishing I could hear more and learn to channel more, and I know there's lots of different messages that come through, and I'm afraid I'm going to forget so many stories and so many things and so much.
Okay, why don't you direct yourself to remember then, honey?
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Go after what you want.
Remember it. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I wanted to write a book with him, and that never came to fruition. So yes.
Well, you can now.
Write down what I can remember.
I write all of my books with the channel.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right? Okay.
Yes, thank you.
That would make him happy, too. Lilayla in Texas, you're on.
Good morning, Dee.
Good morning.
Okay, I have a couple questions. One of them is I lost a very special stone a couple weeks ago. And I was wondering if the channel can guide me in the right direction to find out where it is.
Okay, I want you to start by saying I know where it is.
I know where it is.
Yeah, but you don't believe that.
No, I've been trying to do it, but I
okay.
Okay. Yeah.
You have to claim it to create it. Everybody say it with me. I claim it
to create it.
Yes, ma'am. Don't see it in the future. You've already found the stone. What color is it?
It's like a really light lilac.
Okay, they were showing me kind of a blue. Well, lilac and blue, it's close.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's in the house?
I thought it was in my bathroom, but I've tore the sink up. It's not there. So the only other thing I could think is that it fell on my bag, and that when I was going to work, maybe in between the bathroom and my car, it fell out.
Yeah, the highest words I'm getting, baby, is look around the house.
Okay.
Like, not in the house, but around the house.
Okay, well, that narrows it down tremendously, because it was only a certain small part of it.
And keep saying, I know where it is. I know where it is. I know right where it is. Your subconscious, trust me, knows. And what's your second question?
So I've had a few people mention to me, I've always thought and believed, truly believed, that I show myself a lot of self-love. In the last, couple of weeks, I've had several people mention self-love to me, and I am curious to know, because I know we create from self-love, am I not loving myself? I mean, I really feel like I am.
I get you are.
Okay, good. Okay, because it just
But you see, if you're in your heart, baby, drop down into your heart. Can you feel your knowing of your self-love there?
Yes.
Okay, then don't let other people take you into doubt. That's what the lesson is.
I think I wanted to be sure, to discern that it was true self-love and not like an ego-like type of self-love, I guess, is what I was trying to figure out, making sure that it was true self-love. I don't know why I doubt myself so much, Dee. I do. I've got to.
Well, then don't. You're the only one that can shift that, baby cakes.
I know.
The only one. Okay.
I appreciate it.
Now, if you really love yourself, do you doubt yourself? No.
Well, no, because that doesn't make any sense.
Right. So that's where you start. I know,
okay. And
I'm sure, and I trust me and my voice. Okay?
Got it.
All righty. Thank you. You bet. Kate, in New Mexico, you be on.
Hello, hello.
Hi, baby.
So last time I called, I had a horrible trip back from California, and I was talking about believing 100% it will work out. And next trip was to San Antonio to see the eclipse, and it really was a real vacation. I mean, I had you must know San Antonio from conventions, and what a fun town.
Okay, so you created exactly what you wanted, didn't you?
Yeah, except to see the eclipse. I couldn't part the clouds, but I didn't let that ruin anything. I had a great time.
You parting the clouds isn't up to you, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't manage that far.
Sometimes the universe says, well, you know, I got a little something to say here.
Right. Right.
Okay, so which felt better, the horrible time to California or the awesome time to see the eclipse?
Oh, yeah, but to be honest, I was going back and forth. I had a lot of doubt before, and I overcame it, saying, stop it, this is crazy. And
thank you.
Yes, of course. Yeah, I flipped it.
And it worked, didn't it?
And it worked.
See? When you live the principles, guys, you see the proof. It's just so many of us study it, attend radio shows about it, talk about it, go to workshops about it, but we don't live it. Mm. When you truly live it, the results are very different. Okay, so play a game. Don't let yourself get away with any limiting or negative shit.
Right.
Okay? All right, good for you that you turned it around. Are we done?
If I could ask a separate question.
Wait. Okay.
Yeah, so I've been thinking, I didn't attend the abandonment seminar, so, but that's been in the back of my head. I don't know if it's the right way to ask it. What is my core belief about being abandoned?
Hold on. This page here. I'm scared to death to be here because people believe me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Which had a lot to do, by the way, with your trip to California.
Oh, wow. I can see that.
Because you need to trust people to be there for you, baby. Otherwise, the universe can't be.
Wow, yeah.
Just like E.T., if E.T. didn't trust the kids, who was going to help him get home?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
You have to trust other energy to work with you to create your clear positive direction. Okay?
Yeah. I have moved the needle. Do you get that? I am
absolutely
the world view of me. Right.
Yes. And you know that.
Yeah.
I want you to hear you knew that and you didn't have to ask me to know it. Okay? All right.
I wanted that pendulum.
Yeah, you got it. All right. Moving on to Maggie in Florida. You're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, Maggie.
I think I got my answer at the beginning. I want to create
shocker.
I want to create perfect gait and balance in my physical body, and I've been directing that and saying I am balance, I am stability, I am strong, I am perfect health and wellness, and feeling love and gratitude about it. So I think I'm on the right track. I was calling
you. You are. They would like to add the word flow. It's really about flow.
Oh.
Which all those words support, by the way.
Okay.
But when your body and your energy flows, your gait, your walk, your money flow, your health flow, everything flows continually for you.
Ah, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. You can feel it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Flow.
Okay.
So I am flow. I am in flow. I always create flow. I celebrate flow, whatever, you know.
Okay.
And take it to your love place, baby.
All right. Sounds perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so very much.
Yep. You bet.
Yes.
Now, make sure, guys, if you are addressing a physical issue, make sure that you don't focus on fixing the physical issue. You focus on the freedom and the joy of the health and wellness. Lena in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, Miss D. How are you today?
I'm pretty fabulous. Thank you. What's
beautiful
up?
Beautiful day. I've got a couple of questions. One is, so I've got sleep apnea, and I'm using my machine. I have not been directing my sleep apnea, but my question is, what causes it, or what can I do so that I don't have to use my sleep apnea machine before?
Well, the highest question is how you can breathe easily when you are not conscious.
Oh.
See, there's this fear of, oh my God, I'm going to go to sleep. What if I lose control? So it's really about control, Lena. And you are always in control. Even guys, when you don't assume the control, that is you controlling, not assuming the control. Okay?
Okay.
So I breathe easily when life is easy. Highest, most correct, most complete. Yeah.
Okay.
Everything that you and I have worked together on, Lena, mm-hmm. has been eliminating the struggle, the need for struggle, the belief in struggle. And that expresses itself a lot in your health.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah. Because I was going to say, my other question is also health related.
Okay. What is it?
So my right Achilles tendon, I guess wearing the wrong shoes, it's swollen. And
when I say it's about the shoes, I get a no. But you see, your right side, again, is your power side. So I easily and in flow step into my power.
Okay.
If you're struggling to move forward,
mm-hmm.
it can present itself physically in foot problems. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay. All righty. Those were good. Thank you.
Thank
you. You bet, sweetheart. Adele in Connecticut, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Wow.
Hi, baby.
I just have a question. I'm confused. I know that you had said that, we're now allowing, not directing. But, you know, so many things like in this call and different, it's still saying directing. So I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm using both. I'm directing it and I'm allowing my direction to take place.
Oh, and allowing my direction to take
place.
Yeah,
because so many people, Adele, some people have just found me. Some people found me 2 years ago and still are not directing their energy. So it's not a concept that I want to lose in the community. Because the first rule of all creation is you have to know and say what you want. If you're
okay.
not clear about what you want, you're not going to get it.
Correct.
Okay. So I am directing this that I clearly want. And I am allowing all of it to be delivered to me now.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
You understand
because I
now?
Loved the directing, and then I loved the allowing. And so
yeah.
that's just perfect.
That was a great question. Thank you.
Yeah. I have a question about the pendulum. I don't have one. Sometimes I just use like a needle with thread. And so what is my best way to go about, you know, getting more into doing things with the pendulum?
Well, from my experience, Adele, you can use anything and you get a clearer read if it's something heavier than a needle and a piece of thread. So you can absolutely use a necklace. You have as long as there are not negative memories connected to it. You want to use something that's That's just a thing. You know,
that's
the pendulum, that's just a thing. The pendulum, whatever you're using, has no power in itself. It's like
right.
a telephone.
Okay.
Did you take the free workshop on the website?
No, I never did.
Well, I did it a long time ago, and I need to do another one, but the information is the same, and it's free. Anybody that is interested in starting to use a pendulum, I can tell you the biggest thing is self-trust, because
okay.
your monkey mind always wants to go, oh, my God, am I making this up? Am I giving
right.
my – so I direct, just like I did at the beginning of this show.
Oh, okay.
I am receiving only the highest information, the highest and the highest understanding. It's the understanding
okay.
of the information that comes in that's the most important.
And where is that, like, on your website? Is it under, what is it under?
I would think it's how to use a pendulum. I think that's what it's called. If you have a problem, email Lauren. She will help you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yep. And I do have to redo that. I know. Johanna in Florida, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, babe.
I too had an amazing grandchild moment this week. My granddaughter played Anna in one part of Frozen at her school, and it's like she waited her whole life for this. She was pure light. She's gorgeous, gorgeous, and she was singing and dancing, and it was just, I could just cry just thinking about it.
I know. It just fills your heart up, doesn't it?
And
and that's why, Johanna, that's why they say be as a little child. Because that state that she was in was heaven.
Oh, it was. And it was heaven to watch. She just turned 13. And I just can't. I'll stop. But you get it. I mean, over the moon.
I get
over
it.
The top.
I get it. Thank
and
you for sharing
like,
that.
That's what she wants to do. And she, like, did it, you know. It was great.
Yes, I do. That's a big thing for 13. Look at what she created and point out to her. What a great creator she was.
She sing at this place on the beach because she wanted to sing, and she was freaked out when she was like 7 or 8 to be there and all this stuff. But that has been brewing in her all these years, and I saw her experience.
Yep.
It was just the
awesome.
First step or something.
Awesome.
Anyway,
do you have
I'm
a
very
question?
Grateful for that. Yes, I do.
Okay.
A lot of things that were mentioned today, of course, are on my mind. One thing is, last week you had recommended that I say, I am there, I am whole, I am complete as I am. And I did that this week, and I did experience a big shift. And
great.
I'm curious as to if there is another aspect of that. I deal with a lot
no.
of things that were, no,
no.
that was good.
Yep, that's where you want to live. That knowingness
okay.
that you're awesome and you're already complete. You live in joy, you live in love.
Every time I say I am whole, it's like, oh my gosh, I am whole. It's
yeah.
just been like this kind of enlightenment. I don't know how else to say
yes,
it. But
that's it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I'm not a piece of dog doo that has to get fixed or cleaned up. I'm whole, complete, and perfect right here, right now. And then the universe reacts to that.
Yes.
Awesome.
So, I know, right? So who would have thunk? I actually
Me.
No, I do the work. But,
good.
I've been dreaming a lot about my ex-husband. And
yeah, he's visiting you.
Okay.
What's the message? Give me a song, the first song that pops in, Johanna.
Lady in Red.
Well, interesting. That's the highest understanding. He's just expressing his love for you, honey.
Good. Because when I asked, and I thought it must be wrong, I got, you know, when I stopped anyway, I got something else. But, yeah, and I feel like, you know, I'm hoping he wants me to move on because, like, we haven't been together and he's dead.
They all want you to move on, guys.
Okay.
I'm telling you, absolutely 100%. And John Edward, the host of Crossing Over, I've worked with him a lot around this. He says the same thing. And when he brought Christopher, my husband, through, said, babe, just move on, will you, and be happy. That's all I want. That's what my dad came through and told me when I was a senior in high school after he killed himself. That's what they all want. Do you guys want it? Or do you want to use them as a reason not to be the biggest you can be?
During the show here, I've been writing down how I stopped myself from that with different beliefs as people came up. And so this is really, really helpful with that one.
Good.
That I stopped myself is by overeating. And he was an addict, not to food, but to drugs. So,
well, that's your answer. He just loves you and
you.
He wants you to move on, and I've got to move on. I love you, baby.
Bye.
All righty. Kathy in Kentucky, you're on.
Hello, G.
Hi, babe.
Hi. My husband has been in declining health for some time, and it seems to be accelerating, and I was hoping.
Yeah, Kathy, you know he's ready, right?
No,
you know
I didn't.
That?
No, I didn't.
Now, that being said, he can be ready for another year or another year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
But he's playing with the idea of, is it worth staying here? Not because of you, because of how he's feeling. So our job, guys, on this plane around death is to honor their wishes and their choices because no soul leaves without choice. So love him, be with him, celebrate the days you have with him, and trust in him that he knows. Okay.
Does it look like that we might be headed for a nursing home stay?
That has not been decided yet, is what I'm getting. Neither one of your energies are in alignment with doing that right now. Is that true?
Okay. I would prefer for him to be able to stay
okay.
at home with caretakers, and I don't think he wants to not be there. But
yeah.
I didn't know if we were getting close to the fact of the point that the decision
well,
might be.
Well, again, it depends on how you define close. Within
okay.
the next year, maybe. You'll know, Kathy. You'll
okay.
know, and you will absolutely do the highest thing for him out of love, and for yourself, out of love. Okay?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You bet, sweetheart. Just appreciate and live in the nowness of the moments with him. That's the greatest thing you can do for him and for you. Okay?
Yes. Thank you.
All right, baby. You bet. Susan, I can get you in. What's up?
Okay, I'm done with my these BioCell pills for my knee, and I wanted to ask, should I buy another round of that or not? Because
what do you
my
think?
Knee,
go
I
to
think,
your heart.
Yes.
Go to your heart. From what I'm hearing, your knee is better. Is that true?
Yeah, it's much better. It's much better.
Okay.
It's not completely done, but it's much better.
Well, let's claim that it is healed.
Okay.
And it feels great. And
it feels wonderful.
I'm not a doctor, and the channel is suggesting one more round and then see how it feels.
That's what I was thinking, too. Thank you very
All right,
much.
So I want you to all see in this call, if you play the call again, most of you knew the answers before you asked. So I really want you all this week to get up every day. I know and I'm clear. I know and I'm clear. I trust my voice. I know and I'm clear. All right. Do you believe we got through all the callers today? I rock. I rock. All right. Let's say it together. Woo. I love me. Oh, I love me and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.